what is amazing about it is the amount of brands on screen at one time, and it's an incredible commercial for these companies.
Welcome to the Powers That Be Daily, Puck's podcast focused on the intersection of Wall Street, Washington, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood, and the players who run it all. I'm Peter Hamby. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. Today, I'm joined by Lauren Sherman to talk about the business of fashion, specifically the bonanza of product placement in the new Zendaya movie, Challengers, and why so many brands were clamoring to get on the big screen for this much-hyped tennis movie. We also talk about Lauren's brand new podcast for Puck, Fashion People, which launches today. Go subscribe. We'll discuss all that and much, much more on today's episode of The Powers That Be. Are you tired of sleeping hotter than hell? I sure am. I sleep hot. There's something crucial about sleep that eludes us when we're too warm, too uncomfortable, and too caught in the web of our own thoughts to drift off. And while curiosity fuels our days, science tells us that cool sleep recharges our nights. That's where ChiliPad by SleepMe comes in. Meet the bed cooling system that elevates the quality of human life through cool sleep. The ChiliPad bed cooling system is your new bedtime solution. I love it. It lets you customize your sleeping environment to your optimal temperature, ensuring you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. ChiliPad works with your existing mattress. It's a water-based mattress topper that continuously controls your bed temperature from 55 to 115 degrees, allowing your body to rest and recover. This isn't just about escaping the heat, it's also about optimizing your sleep for better health, more energy, and improved physical and cognitive performance, which I obviously need hosting a podcast. Chili pads are designed for one or two sleepers, so if your sleep partner likes to sleep at a different temperature, or you only need it for one side of the bed, that's okay too, and we know that's crucial. Plus, you can schedule automated temperature changes to trigger deep sleep. But when I'm at home, Chili Pad solves those problems. So trust me on this one. Visit sleep.me/powers to get your chili pad and save up to $315 with code POWERS. This offer is available exclusively for Powers That Be listeners and only for a limited time. Order it today with free shipping and try it out for 30 days. You can return it for free if you don't like it with their sleep trial. Visit www.sleep.me/powers because you're not just investing in better sleep, you're creating a better life. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the Powers That Be. I'm joined today by my fellow Angelina, who I never see because we are on opposite ends of the 10 freeway. That would be Lauren Sherman, my colleague, author of Lion Sheet, and drumroll please, host of Puck's newest podcast, debuting today, Fashion People. Lauren, welcome to the show and congrats on the new podcast. We're going to talk about it a little bit more in the B block and what your goals are, what you're excited about. But first, how are you preparing to have a podcast? What are you doing? Are you like taking voice lessons? Oh, you're smiling more.
I'm smiling a lot more. I'm trying to have more energy. I'm screaming into the microphone. I'm excited.
You sound excited.
I am excited. It's very fun. But no, I'm just, you know, sleeping less, not spending time with my child, all the normal things you do when you have twice as much work suddenly. It's really not that much work. It's been super fun so far. But yes, all of the above.
When you are a full spectrum content creator, like all of us are here at Puck, the pressures of time, they come for us all. Lauren, I want to talk more about the pod, of course, in a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about Challengers, the new movie from Luca Guadagnino that you had a chance to see. I want to see this movie because I love Call Me By Your Name. He's obviously a very talented and stylish filmmaker. This is the tennis movie with Zendaya, if you haven't seen it. There are billboards for it all over Los Angeles. And then there are two other male actors that are not as famous. Lauren, I want to talk to you about this because one, you had a chance to see it and you wrote about this for Line Sheet. But two, one thing that jumped out at you was the sheer amount of product placement when it came to a lot of brands and not just like tennis brands. But I'm curious why this movie And what jumped out at you in terms of like which fashion houses, which brands were clamoring to get involved here? Because it sounds like every single brand under the sun was involved here.
Yes, they were. So one thing to know is Luca is a fashion person. He did a documentary about Salvatore Ferragamo. He is heavily, deeply interested in fashion in his life. And he had a relationship with the designer Raf Simons for I Am Love, and also a bigger splash. He worked with Raf Simons. His last movie, Call Me By Your Name, he worked with a designer who actually had designed for Phoebe Philo when she was the designer of Celine. I forget the woman's name, but she was the big knitwear person behind Phoebe Philo's Celine. So he's deeply embedded in the fashion world, which a lot of film directors are, and I would say Sofia Coppola probably even more so, but he is a fashion person. And so he actually hired a fashion designer, this guy, Jonathan Anderson, who is very famous in my world. He is the designer behind the brand Loewe, which Josh O'Connor, who is one of the co-stars of Challengers, is an ambassador. And it's owned by LVMH, the biggest company that I write about. And his brand, JW Anderson, is also partially owned by LVMH. So Luca hired Jonathan Anderson to be the costume designer. I thought I would go and look at the credits and you'd see like two or three people under him. No, it's just Jonathan's name. So he designed a lot of clothing for it, which Raf Simons used to design a lot of clothing for Luca's movie. So it's not shocking. But really interesting thing about how he put it all together is there's tons of brands. Zendaya in particular wears like Chanel espadrilles that are a big thing. She wears a ton of Loewe stuff, custom things. But then what I really noticed and what was important, because this movie is about tennis and tennis is so much about the brand you wear on the court, is what the guys were wearing in and what Zendaya was wearing in the matches. And so you see a ton of Uniqlo. So the other co-star, Mike Feist, is wearing Uniqlo with On running sneakers for quite a bit of it. And all of the sort of, I don't know what they're called, I don't actually watch tennis, but the people, the little helpers who pick up the balls, are wearing ball boys.
Right?
So they're wearing Uniqlo uniforms too. And I messaged a friend who watches tennis very closely. And I said, oh, has Uniqlo sort of taken over tennis since Roger Federer did that big deal with them in 2018? And my friend was like, not really. And Roger Federer is also an investor in On, the sneaker brand that Feist is wearing. And so the Uniqlo thing didn't shock me. Also, Jonathan Anderson has a deal with Uniqlo. It all made sense. But then it's Uniqlo, but then it's Nike, and then it's Adidas, and Zendaya's wearing Adidas in certain things. When two of them go to Stanford to play on the team there, they're all wearing Nike. Josh O'Connor's wearing Nike shorts the whole time. And so it's not surprising that these brands wanted to be in this movie. What the feat to me is that they're all kind of sitting in it together. You just wouldn't see that. A lot of times these brands won't even okay it for someone to use their trademark in a film, but they let them all sort of intermingle together. And these are all major competitors and they're kind of sitting there. And also, you know, Chanel is a competitor to every single LVMH brand, including Loewe. And she's wearing these Chanel espadrilles in this movie, in the scene that's like in and out of the movie the entire time. So what is amazing about it is the amount of brands on screen at one time, and it's an incredible commercial for these companies.
You also write that it's not just the clothes. I mean, there's bags, there are body cream and skincare products.
Oh yeah.
And I'm thinking of like that scene in Wayne's World when, you know, Wayne and Garth are saying they're not going to bow to any corporate advertiser. And then they're like dressed in Reebok and like eating like a slice of Pizza Hut. And it's like in on the joke about corporate sponsorships and paid placement in movies. Is it like in your face we're talking, or are you just noticing this stuff because this is your beat?
I loved it. It's in your face. The Augustinus Bader body cream that she puts on in one scene, that brand is like the hottest beauty brand, skincare brand in the world. I don't know if you ever read Rachel Strugatz, our beauty correspondent, but every single beauty brand is for sale this year. The M&A market is really hot. Augustinus Botter is definitely of interest to people. It's an incredible luxury skincare brand. And so the fact that she has this giant jar of body cream that she's slathering, that is communicating something. And that's the thing about clothes. They really do communicate a lot about who you are. The fact that she's wearing Chanel espadrilles means something versus a pair of Chanel ballet flats. It says something about like the kind of circles you run in, the kind of people you associate with. And I think they did a really good job in this movie of pairing the characters with the right products and brands. Mm. And also, you know, the Gen X, the generation before us, they were really obsessed with selling out. Millennials don't care about
that. They do not care at all.
No. And Luca might be Gen X, but he definitely has a millennial point of view, and he's around a lot of young people. And so, yeah, for me, for sure, I took notes during the film because I knew I wanted to write about it. But also, they say those clothes say so much about who these characters are. At one point, Zendaya's wearing like a little zip-up terry cloth that sort of looks like a Juicy Couture tracksuit. It might actually be one, I don't know, but it's not branded, but it says something about like how old she is and where she is in her life, and it's a throwback to that early 2000s look. So, yeah, I mean, it's, to me, it was this corporate bonanza that it also kind of says where these companies are. Like Adidas and Nike are both struggling a bit right now, especially Nike. So maybe they were like, well, it's better to be in this cool movie with all these cool people that's going to be a big hit. I don't know what qualifies as a hit these days, but I think this is going to be one. And so I guess they decided it was worth it.
The inescapable dynamic, too, is that Zendaya is just a mega global superstar, like as big a star as you can imagine these days, and a huge fashion influence. I mean, how important was that?
Yeah, she has a very, very big contract with Louis Vuitton. I heard it was one of the biggest one of these designer celebrity contracts that's ever been signed. And so actually, I can't recall if there's any Louis Vuitton in the film, but there are obviously other LVMH brands, including Loewe. But yeah, she's a huge deal. Her yesterday in Line Sheet, I wrote about her red carpet looks during this period. And I would say they haven't been totally on the mark. It's been very tennis themed. So there was this one dress from a designer I'd never even heard of. It was in tennis ball yellow. It was just like a halter A-line. She looked incredible. She's gorgeous. She has an incredible body. But the kind of gathering place, instead of having just like seams gathered together, there was a tennis ball as the sort of fastener. It looked so, so silly. And I would say that the red carpet has not been, I don't, what's the, a grand slam? Is that the equivalent to a home run in tennis? But no, it hasn't been exactly right. But she is super influential. And I don't know, they really hit it with this movie. Is it his best movie he's done? No, but it's going to be the biggest for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it no matter what. Lauren, I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you more about your new podcast, appropriately named Fashion People. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/powersthatbe, netsuite.com/powersthatbe. That's netsuite.com/powersthatbe. Hey, Powers That Be listeners, I'm here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you a curated list of gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I use Etsy all the time and have for years. I bought my brother some artwork. I bought my wife some jewelry. I even bought a rug for our living room on Etsy. I love it. But there's a lot of pressure around gifting. I usually have a hard time thinking of gift ideas for friends and family members around the holidays or birthdays in my life. And sometimes I get super stressed trying to find the perfect thing. But now with Gift Mode on Etsy, I can search hundreds of gifting personas and find so many incredible items. And I actually just found the perfect gift for a buddy who's just as into Cincinnati sports as I am, a hot cup of Joe Burrow mug. That's right, I found that on Etsy. It's amazing. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Welcome back to the Powers That Be, everybody. I'm talking to my colleague, Lauren Sherman, about the world of fashion, the business of fashion. Lauren is adding to Puck's cinematic universe of podcasts. We have the Powers That Be. We have The Town, hosted by Matt Bellany. We have Somebody's Gotta Win, hosted by Tara Palmieri. And now, Lauren, we are adding Fashion People. It launches today. You are joined by the Wall Street Journal's men's fashion columnist, Jacob Gallagher. I want to listen to that, being a amateur menswear guy. Tell me, like, where the idea for this podcast came from.
I have done a couple podcasts in the past prior to my life at Puck, which I can't believe existed, you know. And before I started, I told the team that I wanted to do something. And a year in, I've been at Puck for a year. Line Sheet it's gone pretty well. It's been good. And I don't know. I love going on tangents. And it seemed like a way to sort of talk more about the things that I'm talking about in the email and beyond, and also talk to people in the industry that maybe I don't have time to do interviews with every single week. Like this first week, there's a story that people have been really asking me to do, which is kind of address this. I don't know if you've noticed, but clothes are really expensive. Designer clothes, at least, they've just gotten crazy. I've been writing about this pair of $5,000 leather pants recently. And
is this just a fashion trend thing, or is this inflation?
It's a mix of inflation, cost of raw materials, but then also marketing, and you can, because people will spend the money. And most of these luxury brands post-pandemic boom are making the most money off of the richest people who are willing to pay whatever you tell them to pay. So on Friday, for the second episode, we're going to have Elizabeth Vondergoltz, who is a big merchandiser, buyer. She's worked at pretty much every retailer you've ever heard of: Bergdorf Goodman, Net-a-Porter, Matches, Farfetch. And what she's going to do is break down for me why things cost the way they do. Why are raw materials really going up that much? When is it marketing? When is it not? If you talk to a brand like Hermes, or really only Hermes, they will say our pricing is not marketing. And they're not lying. They could charge way more for their products than they do. But there are other brands that the pricing is marketing and the stuff is kind of crappy and they're charging way too much. And consumers are starting to bristle at that, even the ones that have a lot of money. So Tuesdays will be really news focused. I'll have Jacob and some of my other colleagues on, people I actually respect, to talk about different things happening in the world. And then Fridays, the idea is to take one subject that maybe I don't have a lot of time to go into super deep online sheet and talk to someone in the industry, whether they are just super well known to deep insiders or famous, and discuss this, you know, one big thing.
Lauren, before I let you go, one of your strengths as a reporter, as a journalist, is you are not afraid to call bullshit on things. What is one of these brands you're talking about that is making stuff not worth the price that people are complaining about? I want to know as a consumer.
I will say Chanel is a great example. They just did an interview with Business of Fashion, the president of the Chanel fashion group, saying, we sort of missed the mark on price. Their prices are crazy. I have a Chanel flat bag that I paid, I want to say $2,500 for in 2010. That same bag is sold now for over $8,000.
Oh my God. Which,
why was I buying a $2,500 bag when in 2010 when I was, I don't know, 27 years old or however old I was then? That's another story, probably for my therapist. But the prices are crazy. Some prices at brands have gone up, you know, 50% since 2019. There are a lot of them that are pricing things really, really high, and consumers feel like the quality doesn't always match. And, you know, there's, it's all about supply and demand. And my feeling has always been, if there's a market for it, then you charge what you can charge. But I think at this point, some of the brands have gone a little too far, and I don't think we'll see retraction, but I do think that we will see a bit of a slowdown in the price increases.
Lauren, very excited for the podcast. Everyone go subscribe. We appreciate it. Thanks for all that you do.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
You got it.
It's good to see you.
You too.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of The Powers That Be. As a reminder, The Powers That Be is the official podcast of Puck. We'd like to thank Ben Landy, Liz Goff, and Alex Bigler for their editorial and production guidance. If you like what you hear, please share with a friend. It really helps us keep delivering the inside scoop that only Puck can offer. Follow us on Twitter at Puck News. I'm Ben Landy. See you tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes wherever you get your podcasts. The Powers That Be Daily is executive produced by John Kelly, co-founder of Puck, Bob Tabador, and Ben Landy, executive editor at Puck.